Dan Sully Sullivan, OPRFHS Class of 2000, Original Spoken Word Club member, BA in Poetry, Columbia College, MFA in Creative Writing, and MA in English Language and Literature, Indiana University, Community Manager, College Instructor, Poetry Educator, Father of Two. And I can find a home there too. When Mom lost some of her hearing, the noise of traffic and city buses at the curb out front drove forward from the backdrop of our minds and pulled up at our dinner table in Brighton Park, house on the corner of 42nd and California. I went to Peace Lutheran for kindergarten and missed the crossing guard when she was hospitalized after a hit and run. We moved to Oak Park, first suburb west of the city. It was a lot closer to downtown, but that city limit spoke volumes. In the 50s, they built cul-de-sacs all down Austin Ave at the edge of town. It was less about holding and more about keeping out. Ludacris and Hemingway both went to my high school. I guess I'm asking, who gets to speak for the city? I lived in Chicago more years than anywhere else, but what is mine to hold, if anything? Maybe I thought I was part of the landscape, some urban pastoral romance that connected me to place. Where am I even from? Rakim said, "It ain't where you from, it's where you at." And Edward Sharpe said, "Home is wherever I'm with you." Our CD player doesn't work, so Whitney and I flip radio stations a lot when driving between Illinois and Indiana. I lean more toward a Rakim ethos. I don't even think Edward Sharpe is one person, but I do think he's white. So what truth can I live in? Chicago was never mine. That doesn't mean I can't love it. It does mean I can leave. It means there is another landscape, and I can find a home there too.
Kyla Robitaille, OPRFHS, Class of 2021. Identity, Black. My whole life, I seemed to forget my identity, Black. Only moved to Oak Park because it's diverse. Black. Too light-skinned to be my father's daughter. Black. With hair too knotted to be my mom's kin. Black. In Naperville, on the entire street, it was just us. Black. And in elementary school, it was only me. Black. When my dad came to pick me up, a child screamed. Black. A color she had never seen was a miscreation. And black. A little me. Transferred schools to see people with tinted skin, black, where the grades were lower and they couldn't afford books because black had no money and no knowledge. Lived in a neighborhood where black, the N-word, made its voyage to my dad behind my back because black shouldn't be making more money than the white kids' parents. So later me, black, and my brother moved to Oak Park without having to suffer hate for black. On Halloween night, 1 year later, I went out with a friend, black, only to find torment from a neighbor thinking we, black, couldn't possibly live in this neighborhood. As the night pressed on, black, I slept and could not find any explanation to the hate. Hard black.